You're listening to SBS News.
The Australian Red Cross has looked at levels of kindness in the Australian community. After surveying just over 1,000 people aged over 18, they found 9 out of 10 people believe helping friends, family, workmates and other members in the community should be a daily occurrence. The Red Cross's New South Wales director, Poppy Brown, says 95% of those surveyed did at least one act of kindness towards others in the past year, including acts such as giving clothes, time or money. The study also found 3 out of 5 people would like to do more to help out in the community.
We know that there are lots of smaller opportunities for people to get out there in the community. So, for instance, with the Red Cross, we have people making phone calls early in the morning to elderly people who live on their own. So they may spend half an hour, an hour every morning making some phone calls before they go to study or work, which is just fantastic. And we know there's lots of people who, you know, manning the barbecues at sporting events on the weekends, or even just suggesting that people can just have a cup of tea with your neighbour, check on people that are check if they're doing okay, talk to people in your workspace. It doesn't need to be a massive ask and a massive thing you need to fit into your day.
This is the third kindness survey done by the Red Cross in the last 4 years. The survey coincides with a yearly event which involves more than 8,500 people checking on their neighbours and other community members. It's part of a broader ongoing service run by the Red Cross that sees volunteers make a daily or weekly call to an isolated older person. Ms Brown says for many older people it supports who are housebound, it might be the only contact they get with someone else. And they're always on the lookout for more volunteers, especially those who speak another language.
And that might be the only phone call that elderly person gets all day. That conversation might be the only conversation they have with people all week. And the people that we help through that program are, you know, really, really grateful for the support.
The study suggests Australians are becoming more compassionate, with more people now saying they care about making their communities a better place than 3 years ago. People over 40 are more likely to strongly agree that everyone should show more kindness on a regular basis compared to under 40s. But people under 40 are significantly more likely to get actively involved in a cause through advocacy and lobbying. Professor Gary Baumer is the UNESCO Chair for Interreligious and Intercultural Dialogue Asia Pacific. He says kindness and compassion are basic tenets of all the major religions, but he also says there are qualities and behaviours innate to humans.
You don't have to have a religion to be compassionate, although religions provide excellent examples and stories and motivations to be compassionate. You can get there by simply attending to the needs of others. I mean, we've come as a society recently through huge drought, bushfires, and now the coronavirus. That can bring out of us compassion. It can also bring out nasty kinds of selfishness and hoarding of toilet paper and some other silly things. But basically, we're caring and concerned.
When it comes to kind intentions, South Australians topped that score at 93%, agreeing with the statement, the world would be a better place if we all did one kind thing a day. This includes helping friends, family, co-workers and others in the community. Queensland, Victoria and Western Australia followed close behind South Australia. Marianne Yeo has been a volunteer with the Red Cross for more than a decade. She volunteers in the charity's Find My Family program, which helps connect people separated from family by war, disaster or migration.
If we can help to restore that connection, it is just the best thing. When you look at it, that's being kind, but I don't actually think of it like that. So, but you do see a lot of it around, and it's only, I think, when you actually consciously look for it that you actually see more of it too. For instance, the other day I was in the supermarket and I was waiting in a lineup, and a lady who was paying cash for her groceries didn't have quite enough money, and the person behind just gave her the difference. And I thought, wow, you know, it just happens all around the place, but you don't really realise it, I don't think, until you see something like that.
Women have more compassionate attitudes and actions than men do across the board, with women significantly more likely than males to have committed certain acts of kindness in the past year at 84% compared to 62% for males. Professor Baumer believes the education system can encourage a culture of kindness.
Some of our masculist tendencies get in the way of being kind. Kindness may be seen as being a little bit too feminine for some men. We need to watch how it is we are forming men. Are men formed to value and be kind and recognize that as a value and a trait in themselves that is good and one that should be nurtured? Sometimes we don't do that. We value toughness. No, kindness is much more important and is there, but I have watched it driven out of some people, and it's sad, but that's driving them against their own human instinct in the context of others.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.